Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Redmen by Size. It is Monday, the 18th of March, 2024. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to run you through all the latest in the world of the Reds. And we begin, unfortunately, with the fallout from Manchester United 4, Liverpool 3. After extra time, of course, yeah, the Reds went crashing out of the FA Cup. Maybe that's a little bit extreme. Maybe we bow out the FA Cup. But whatever, the hopes of a quadruple have come to an end. And it's unfortunate. It's frustrating in a lot of ways as well. I think sort of the optimism was growing around what was achievable between now and the end of the season. I think even the European draws in midweek kind of only served to boost the potential optimism of what we could have done. Obviously, Jurgen Klopp's farewell tour in the backstory of it all as well. It was really starting to get very exciting. And that's not to say it won't be exciting after international break, of course, when we're back in the Europa League and Premier League action. It's still got so much to play for this season, no two ways about that. And I think the defeat might actually serve as a motivation and a little bit of a kick up the back side as to what is possible between now and the end of the campaign. But there's no two ways about it. The disappointment, not just getting beat, but getting beat by Manchester United, of course. But I think in the circumstances as well, when you look at how the game panned out, obviously we take the lead on two separate occasions, including one to an extra time. And even just in the second half, whereby we're pretty dominant for the most part, but we just weren't able to really capitalise or make it tell. And it felt like they were there for the taking a little bit, and to not come away with the result thereafter is real kick in the teeth. And we've only got ourselves to blame for not doing so. That's the disappointment of it all. We weren't outclassed or outplayed by any stretch of imagination, just weren't able to really capitalise and really force the issue in periods of the game whereby we were dominant, which is a great shame, of course. So yeah, big blow. But again, one we got to dust ourselves down from and go again after the break. In terms of other news, there's quite a bit of it floating around as ever. Obviously, we saw Michael Edwards in situ at Old Trafford, which is an interesting side story of it all. Richard Hughes is expected to be appointed as sporting director in the coming days, which leads us to contract talks and transfer talk, of course. And Liverpool have reportedly among the clubs interested in Real Madrid star Brahim Diaz. Manchester United are also interested in him as well. Interesting one. Really exciting young player as well. And whether it's the sort of profile of player we'll be looking to get in the summer, I'm not quite sure. I think I'd be sort of aiming my preferences towards the defensive situation, to be honest with you. He's an attacking midfielder, right-footed as well, similar stylistically going to FBref to the likes of Jamal Musiala, who I think is a wonderful footballer. So there's no doubt about his potential, no doubt about his ability and stuff like that, and he will be an interesting acquisition. But like I say, whether that's the area of the field Liverpool needs to be looking towards in the market is another debate altogether. I would probably be, like I say, looking a bit further back. The midfield's probably sorted, I think that's fair to say. Certainly, we consider the likes of Stefan Bajcetic is on the verge of returning to training as well. I think we're okay there, but I think the forward line, maybe if Salah goes, but other than that, I'm not sure it needs tinkering with too much, to be honest with you. But according to HITC, Liverpool are among the clubs interested in Real Madrid star Brahim Diaz. Next up is a defender, actually. He's a left-footed one. And according to Football Insider, Liverpool are closely monitoring Ajax sensation Jurrel Hatto ahead of the summer transfer window. He's only 18 years old, left-footed centre-back, which, if anyone remembers last summer, that is exactly the type of player we've been linked with time and time again. He has been capped already by the Dutch national team as well. He's got one cap, obviously a teammate of Virgil van Dijk and indeed Cody Gakpo, and Ryan Gravenberch for that matter. Like, he's a left-footed centre-back and he's played 32 times at centre-back during his Ajax career to date. And he's also played 7 times as left-back. So again, I'll come back to it. In terms of the type of player we'll be looking for, he definitely ticks the boxes, because it did feel for a long time that we were going to sign Levi Colwill was linked, for instance. Mark Gahey's been linked a little bit as well at Palace. Gonçalo Inácio at Sporting. A left-footed defender does feel like it could be one of our next stops in the market. So Hasso could well be the guy. He's young enough to improve further, of course, as we've seen how influential the youngsters have been this season at Liverpool, of course. So there is a world whereby we try and make a deal like this happen. I don't think that's out of the question by any stretch of the imagination. He's been touted as the next Nathan Aké, obviously another compatriot of his. But I think stylistically as well, that's where they're getting those comparisons from. So one to keep an eye on, but I think that's more likely than Brahim Diaz for a whole host of reasons, if I'm being honest, and none less than the fact that I actually think it suits what we need a little bit more as well. Next up, according to Bild in Germany, Liverpool are keen on Dortmund forward Daniel Malin, a player we've been linked with numerous times, to be honest with you, and supported that Dortmund would accept offers of around the 50 million mark. I'll come back to what I said about Brahim Diaz a moment ago. I don't think we're going to be in the market for attackers necessarily, unless something drastic happens, and that something might well be Mo Salah's exit, which is still uncertain what the situation would be on that one. So one to keep an eye on, but I'm not really going to get overexcited about links to attackers, because again, I don't think we are necessarily desperate to bolster the attacking department just yet. Whilst I think I loosely mentioned the fact we might need a defender, I think Joel Matip's exit plays into that, of course, and the fact that Ibrahim Konaté, you know, on his way back from injury, but can't seem to go a full season anyway without picking up at one or two problems along the way. And Joel Quant has been absolutely exceptional. Joe Gomez, we've used him in numerous different positions now. It feels like whilst he was a stock and trade centre-back, he probably isn't anymore. So adding reinforcements to the back line might be handy. Speaking of reinforcements, we're on the verge of getting quite a few of them back after international break. I think Trent and Curtis Jones will be back involved very shortly after. Diogo Jota likewise as well. However, heading into this break, there's a couple of problems arising from that Man United game. Luis Diaz has reportedly got a groin problem, according to Jurgen Klopp himself. Darwin Nunez complained of hamstring discomfort as well. And Cody Gakpo also suffered a twisted ankle in that game. So how serious any of them are remains to be seen. It'd be interesting to see if any of them do pull out of international duty. There are reports coming from Colombia that Luis Diaz might be about to do so. In terms of the games they've got, I think Colombia play Romania as part of their friendlies for this break. Darwin Nunez of Uruguay play against the Basque country, which is a fascinating fixture, and Ivory Coast. So yeah, all friendlies across the board, apart from Japan, which are when they will be involved in World Cup qualifying action. Interesting. Just finally on news, Fabrizio Romano has been speaking about our manager search once again. He said, "We know many clubs will be busy with hiring new managers over the summer. Bayern Liverpool will fight for Xabi Alonso." And he goes on to say, "I told you before, and I'll keep repeating it, keep an eye on Ruben Amorim, the sporting manager, because many clubs are looking at him, including in England, as he's appreciated in the Premier League." So yeah, just as I mentioned there, international friendlies on the horizon. England will face Brazil, obviously Joe Gomez back involved in the England squad. Colombia will face Spain and Romania over the break. Argentina, Alexis Mancaus, of course, will face El Salvador and Costa Rica, whilst Uruguay, as mentioned a moment ago, will take on the Basque country, of course he will, and the Ivory Coast. Sam, that is all for the news. Just quickly run you through it again. Obviously, Liverpool eliminated by Manchester United in the FA Cup, unfortunately, because it would have meant the quad was still on and we'd have faced Coventry in the next round. How annoying. Brahim Diaz is reportedly on the radar of the Reds as well. Joel Hatto, young Ajax centre-back likewise. Daniel Marlin, Liverpool reportedly sniffing around him. Injuries, Luis Diaz, Darwin Nunez and Cody Gakpo all complained of problems after that defeat at Old Trafford. And Xabi Alonso and Ruben Amorim remain the two front-runners for the Liverpool job. Sound all done. If you want more Red Men content in your lives, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? Even over the international break, we've got some amazing stuff lined up as well. Whilst the matches take a break, we most definitely don't. Head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a legend or a captain. You'll get all our content plus all the other perks. I will speak to you all again very soon. Take it easy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.